News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Ireland's traffic problem is a ticking time bomb and will be chronic when everyone fully goes back to work. That's according to our next guest, Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor at the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. That is no joke, Brian. We are in for some serious problems when everyone starts returning to work, aren't we?
Yes, it is no joke. We aren't in for some problems. If we have the current restrictions we have on public transport, we're in for some problems. Like, say, for example, in Dublin, 52% of people travel into the city using public transport. If we reduce that by half, the cars are going to need to find some space for people to get in, or there needs to be some alternative for those people.
So, like, the obvious issue is people are going to be very reluctant to go on buses. Now, I presume a lot of people are going to walk, a lot of people are going to cycle. But if you're living, 10 miles outside Galway City, 10 miles outside Cork City, if you're living in Malahide, that's not an option for you and you're coming into Dublin City Centre, for example.
No, it's not an option. And we did some research recently in Trinity and we found about 75% of people said that they were concerned about using public transport. But the people that have longer commutes, so say over maybe 5 kilometres, walking or cycling isn't going to cut it for those people. So with the reduction in public transport and also kind of the reduction in certainty around it, whether you're going to get on a bus or you're going to get on a train to get in and out of the city, I think people will revert back to using the car. And that's kind of a trend we're seeing across the world, that people, where car ownership rates were falling, now more people are starting to buy cars because I suppose they're in their bubbles going in and out of the city.
Okay, how do we get around that?
How do we get around it? I suppose it's welcome to see that the masks are now compulsory in public transport, and that seems to be what most cities are doing. So perhaps that could ease some of the capacity restrictions on public transport. I think the other thing that's in the NPHET guidelines at the moment is that people work from home, and that's what I suppose that a lot of people are hoping will happen, and that they can continue to work from home, and that will reduce that congestion that happens. And also, there'll be restricted openings of universities and different workplaces that will kind of flatten the morning peak. So hopefully that will go some way to alleviate some of the congestion.
On masks, I mean, do we need to take a tougher line? Still loads of people not wearing masks on public transport. Do we need to get to a point pretty quickly where you just get fined if you don't wear a mask?
Yes, I think so. And I think that's what's happening in other countries. I know in France, there's a €135 fine if you're not wearing
a
mask.
They don't mess about in those countries at all. Like, if you don't wear it, you'll get a hefty fine. We seem to be very reluctant to go down that road in Ireland.
There seems to be some reluctance, and not on behalf of the operators, I think. The bus unions and the train unions and the NTA are all supporting this. I suppose it's the lack of a legislation at the moment that they can't introduce this fine. And so when that is introduced, I suppose that the capacity in public transport can get back up to normal. But then you still have the problem that people don't feel safe using public transport. So it's a very difficult problem that we have at the moment.
You've bought an electric bike, I hear.
I did, because I'm about 6 kilometres away from the city centre. To travel in and out of the campus in Trinity, I think that's the best way for me to do it, because I don't have the certainty of a bus coming in and out. So if I could get on the bus, it's not at the terminus, but coming from the city, I'm not sure that I would get on the bus or the Lewis to get home. So I think an electric bike is probably the way to do it. And perhaps that's another thing that we could look at. We could look at micromobility, and we could see if the scooters, the electric scooters that everybody was talking about prior to COVID, that's perhaps a solution as well.
Okay, we will adapt though. I mean, we are adaptable as humans. We're going to have to adapt here.
Well, we did adapt. We adapted very quickly to the whole situation when everybody started to work from home, and I have no fear that we'll be able to adapt to it. But I think in the coming months, when people start to get back to normal and traffic levels will unfortunately rise, I think, but we will adapt and we will get around it, and public transport capacity hopefully will increase. But the thing about that is it's very hard to double the number of buses overnight. So I suppose that there's going to be a difficult couple of months coming up.
Okay. Brian Caulfield, Associate Professor at the School of Engineering at Trinity College Dublin. Thanks indeed for talking to News Talk Breakfast.